Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Half of Wisconsin is covered in forests, so managing all that land is no easy task. It's up to the Wisconsin Forestry Division, which falls under the Department of Natural Resources, to keep the land healthy. The Forestry Division works with federal, county, and private landowners. It's a team of about 420 people scattered all across the state. And the person leading that division is Heather Berkland. Last month, she was named Chief State Forester, the first woman to ever hold the position in state history. Berkland's forestry career spans two decades. She studied natural resources at UW-Stevens Point and is now working in northern Wisconsin near Rhinelander. She spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz about her new role and begins by explaining her interest in forestry.
I realized that really, trees are kind of the foundation of an entire healthy ecosystem. And so I was really drawn to trees and all the advantages and benefits of the forest. So I just pursued a career there. And I also just really valued being a public servant. So I wanted to definitely gear towards the public sector and was able to land a job right away with the DNR out of college. They had an opportunity to hire quite a bit aggressively those first few years. And so here I am, 20 years later.
What were you doing in your first job, or maybe the first couple of jobs?
Yeah, I was in a station where we have a diverse integrated field opportunities. And so my primary position was always working with private landowners and our tax law program. So heavy to kind of working with landowners, writing management plans. But part of the benefits of working for the DNR in these integrated field positions was you got to also do a lot of the other work. And so I really enjoyed the public land management piece as well. So partnering with the counties and setting up timber sales, working with loggers and administering the timber sales, also a heavy state lands management component. So being able to kind of plan and manage, do the reconnaissance of all of our state properties as well. And then also the opportunity to be in fire control. So help with kind of the fire prevention and suppression efforts. It was not my main role, but always played kind of a support role in having to staff for fires.
So approximately half of our state is forested, right?
Yes.
So again, as you just mentioned, this is a combination of federal, state, county, and private land or managed land. So that means, different programs, different relationships for all of those different sectors. That has to be very complicated.
Right. And don't forget tribal as well.
I was going to move to that.
Yeah. I really appreciate our, the Division of Forestry's purpose of working in partnerships, because there is such a wide plethora of different sectors and partners that we work with. And I do believe that our state, because we have that kind of foundation and relationships with so many entities that are managing our forests, that it's really been a benefit to actually helping kind of work together towards the same goal, keeping the forest healthy, having a sustainable industry. While each of them kind of have their kind of niche or center their management objectives, I really think that we complement each other kind of for the holistic landscape kind of view on how we want to see our forests into the future.
A postage stamp question in a way. Up in your area, do you happen to know of Buffalo Lake?
Okay.
When it comes to trees, and obviously that impact on wildlife and water, you've got in that particular case that beautiful little deep lake there, and there's state parkland along once, I think a large portion of it. Would that be an example of or an illustration of state and public management?
You bet. So our state lands that we manage is about 1.5 million acres, and our state forest is about 500,000 acres. So Buffalo Lake falls within our state forests. And then we have our state parks, our natural areas, wildlife areas, and that's about 1 million acres, all under the umbrella of being managed by cross programs in the DNR. So the Division of Forestry gets to kind of work with our internal partners on kind of balancing the forest management side of it with the recreation, wildlife objectives, air quality, water protection. And so it is a great intersect. And the state forest, I would say, is a good example of a working forest. While we try and, you know, our objectives are multidimensional, we want to see that all of that diversity out there, it is working, and we are actively managing it to make sure that we have trees for the future. Whereas, you know, a parks would be more towards the recreation side of things. However, you know, everybody likes to see big trees and wants to see trees in the future. So like we said, we're providing that technical expertise to make sure that we do keep that health of the forest, get rid of the invasives, provide buffers along lakes for increased water quality. You know, so a multitude of opportunities for management and opportunities for uses of the forest. So that was a great example, I think, that you provided to kind of showcase that.
So obviously management means coping with disease. Lots of us have emerald ash borer in our brains. So has that been a devastating on the state's forest canopy?
Yes, it's definitely something that the greater forestry community has been having to kind of grapple with. You know, pests have been around for a long period of time, and we kind of try to adapt and species adapt, but it definitely has taken a toll in certain parts of the state as well as our urban forested communities. And so trying to replant in those areas, diversify, we're also kind of looking at what other different species might be able to adapt to these sites where ash was, also kind of piggybacking that with kind of some climate change and adaptation opportunities and kind of different trials on how to convert the forest from ash to something else. Anytime we have those kind of widespread pests come through, it definitely takes all hands on decks with all partners to try and kind of manage and think about how we're going to mitigate it and adapt.
I read that there is a timber sale coming up fairly near Milwaukee in the Whitewater area, and that's focused, I believe, on removing emerald ash borer affected trees. I read that those trees were actually marked and advertised for sale back in 2015, so this is a long process. And it folds into the master management plan that's designed specifically for this area.
Yeah, so we do have what we call master plans for all of our properties that we manage. And this is something that's been evolving. Some of our larger, like state forest properties and some of our state parks, they've had master plans or an integrated property management plan, we would call them as well, for quite a period of time. But some of these scattered other lands didn't necessarily. It was often just maybe a local plan. A few years ago, we were charged with compiling based upon like the landscape and use and where these properties are located and updating all these kind of master plans. And so that they include, you know, the diversity of what the public is looking for. So you're right. This property would have a specific plan attached to it. Some of them are more extensive than others based on kind of the use and the size, location, how they fit in with a landscape of other properties and partners. But yes, and so that goes through public comment period. The Natural Resources Board also gets involved in approving these. And so once they are approved, that's basically like our working document on how we are going to meet those objectives for the public that's been identified, while also kind of making sure that we are stewards of the land as well to maintain, you know, the sustainability of those properties. So you're spot on. Sometimes this process can move through quickly, and in other places it may take several years to actually before a tree is actually harvested. And then afterwards, we're making sure we monitor, we follow up and update what it looks like, and then go back and make sure it's meeting the objectives that we want. And then we adapt based on the changing climate, the changing landscape.
2020 has been a big year for you and other women. The first woman who was elected as our vice president, and before that, you were chosen as Wisconsin's first woman to head the forestry division. Are there an increasing number of women in your field? Or has there been a balance as you've moved through your career thus far?
Great question. I think historically, obviously, we haven't had a lot of women, but there have been women that have definitely paved the way in the Division of Forestry. In general, the forestry profession, I think, is one that is lacking in diversity overall nationwide. And so it's definitely a movement across the nation in recognizing how can we get more diversity, more women, more people of color kind of embedded into the natural resources profession, and in particular, forestry. And so in my career, I would say we've always probably lagged behind as far as the number of women, but there we are definitely seeing more, but I think it's just I don't think it's increased substantially, but it definitely is exciting when we can, you know, when we're working across partnerships as well and seeing our county forest partner, or the executive director, she is also a woman, and our cooperating forester in the private sector, seeing more women doing consulting forestry as well. And so it's definitely something that's very important to me and important to our leadership team as we're looking at long-term education, hiring, recruitment, and retention, and in ways we can start diversifying our profession. So it is an exciting time, and I'm really excited to be kind of that face, because I think that's an important first step.
So when you were announced as the new forestry division leader, your quote is as saying, "I look forward to leading the Division of Forestry on a successful path as we adapt to changes in the climate and cultural needs." So there's so much to that, obviously. What would you identify as the greatest challenge? And I guess part of it is I automatically think of climate change and one of the biggest opportunities in all this.
You know, I think it's just recognizing that trees can be part of the solution. You know, the carbon sequestration, the storing of carbon, the filtering of air pollutants, you know, the products we get, the renewable, it's a renewable resource. And so it's finding that balance of preserving woodland, but also actively managing it and using it for the benefits long-term of healthy climate. And so I think it's recognizing what we need to do to educate the public on the importance of trees and how it is connected to climate. And then I think the other challenge will always be is just the markets, just recognizing that you need a robust industry as well in order to have a forested landscape for many years. So those two are big items that I think we always are kind of striving to make sure that we have that connection and keeping that in the forefront.
On the lighter side, what about your job or the mission of your division gives you the greatest joy? What do you like the best?
Oh, we just have a great group of staff that are very passionate, that are very skilled in what they do, and they just really know what it means to serve the public and work with the public. And so that's really been rewarding, you know, and we have, I think in the division, we've set the foundation. We have, you know, a strategic plan that every 5 years we're evaluating and making sure we're aligning with the public's needs and with the greater department's needs. And we also, you know, have some cultural beliefs that are really important about serving Wisconsin and adding value and working together in partnership. So I think just that foundation and the culture that the division has has just been a really welcoming place to work, and just appreciate everything that our staff does and working with our partners as well.
Heather Berkland is the Chief State Forester in the Division of Forestry. She spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz.